rock except our God.
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rock Experience, Pastor Alan Ward.
Yes, indeed. It is a good day. A sunshiny day here in Sandpoint, Alaska. Beautiful to see the sun, although it is kind of windy, but hey, like to see the sun anyways. Welcome to My Dad Rock, the radio show bringing you the best of 80s and 90s Christian hard rock and metal. It's music with a message. It's rock and roll for your soul. It's the stuff I used to listen to on my way to school every morning, and what I listened to when I got home at night, much to the consternation of my dad. But you know what? It taught me a lot about spiritual things and helped shape me into the person I am today. And I hope that you'll enjoy this great music that I've been listening to since the 80s. But more importantly, I hope that you'll hear something in these songs or in the scriptures that I share with you today that will change your life forever, because it's there if you have ears to hear and eyes to see. And we're going to start off the show today with Idle Cure and their song Dead or Alive.
Pleasure the wicked world provides.
Hey, that was Idolcure, Dead or Alive. You know, they sang, started off that song saying, you've had every pleasure the wicked world provides. Soon, however, they sang, there'll be a price to pay, and you're headed that way, and when you arrive, you could be dead or alive. Now, death is inevitable. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we've all sinned, therefore we're all going to die. And the Bible presents only two options for us after we die, either eternal life in heaven or eternal destruction in hell. And the Bible also calls hell the second death, as the band refers to in that phrase, you're either dead or alive. You know, once you die, there are no second chances. There's no in-between state like purgatory where you're either dead or alive. You're either experiencing the second death, which is eternal destruction away from the presence of the glory of God, or experiencing eternal life in the very presence of the glory of God forever. And a lot of people have some crazy ideas about what heaven and hell are really like. Some people picture heaven as a bunch of people sitting around on clouds playing harps, or you know, a place where you're going to go and be with your family who's died and your friends have died and gone on before you. But Jesus tells us heaven is really about something else. In John chapter 17, verse 23, he said, Father, I desire that they also, that is the disciples, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me from before the foundation of the world. Heaven is all about the glory of Christ. That's what makes heaven heaven. It's not the street of gold or mansions or seeing friends and family. It's certainly not about sitting on clouds and playing harps. It's about basking in the glory of God forever and ever, where for all eternity our deepest desires and deepest longings will be fully satisfied in the very presence of the fullness of the glory of God. Well, people also have some strange ideas about what hell's going to be like, too. They say, hey, you know, hell's a place where I'm going to be partying with my friends. Well, first and foremost, hell is the opposite of heaven. Instead of being in the presence of the glory of God for all eternity, those in hell will be away from the presence of the glory of God forever. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 1:9, these will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And being away from the presence of the glory of God is being away from any true satisfaction. Hell is indeed a place of fire and brimstone and pain and suffering. But Jesus said to the rich man who was in hell that he lifted up his eyes being in torment, and he cried out saying, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame. And in there, we see the fire and brimstone part, but there's something even more frightening there to me, and that is the fact that hell is a place where you will have intense desires, but absolutely no satisfaction of those desires. Did you see? Did you hear what the rich man said? He said he wanted mercy. He desired mercy, but he received none. He wanted water, just a drop of water, but he didn't receive any. Hell's not a place where you'll be partying with your friends. It's a place of unimaginable pain and suffering. And we need to get into the Bible and heed the warnings about hell so that we can escape from the fire.
Thank you. cleanse your blackened heart. I believe in love.
Hey, that was Blood Good, Escape from the Fire. You know, I sincerely want you to escape from the fire. I really do. Jesus Christ is the way to escape from the fire. And all you need to know about Jesus Christ and the way to escape from the fire is in the Bible. You better get in it and you better get under it. You know, it's so easy to wind up in hell. The Bible says in Proverbs 1:32, the complacency of fools will destroy them. Boy, if you want to end up in hell, just sit back and do nothing. But if you want to go to heaven, you better research, study, listen, hear what the Bible has to say. Let's listen to Letter 7 in their song, Laodicea.
You're all just who you're so today. So be hot or
7, Laodicea, that song comes right out of the Bible. Revelations 3, and the things Jesus said to the church at Laodicea. He said this to him. He said, I know your deeds, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say I'm rich and I have become wealthy and I have need of nothing. And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. You know, Jesus Christ has no use for nominal Christianity. He wants people to either be hot or cold, not somewhere in the middle. Those who have heard about Christ and may even confess that they believe in him, but do nothing for him. They show no signs of spiritual life. They produce no spiritual fruit. Christ says they're nauseating to him, and he's going to spit them out of his mouth on the day of judgment. How about you? Are you hot, cold, or lukewarm? Daniel Band with their song Undercover Christian, a Canadian Christian rock band back in the 80s. You know what? An undercover Christian is a lukewarm Christian. It's someone who claims to be a Christian but doesn't live like one. When they're faced with a choice between Christ or something else, they choose the other thing. They're really ashamed of Christ and his kingdom. And Jesus said this in Mark 8:38, "For whoever's ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels." And these are people who are you know, more ashamed of Christ and his teachings than they are of engaging in and talking about the sinful things of the world. It's people who will not openly embrace righteousness, but will openly embrace sin. And they're bold, really, in regards to sin, but cowardly when it comes to obeying Christ and his word. And they're people who try to use Jesus to get something for themselves, but will not surrender their lives to him. And Tourniquet sings a song sort of about that. It's called White Knuckling the Rosary. With White Knuckling the Rosary. You know, they sang something in that song that's pretty true of a lot of us. He said this, "And when this mess is over and I don't need him anymore, I'll put my God back on temporary ignore." Boy, how much does that describe some of us? We act like Christians when we get in trouble. We call upon God and we beg and we bargain with him and we make promises. But as soon as the crisis lets up or it's resolved, boy, we're right back to where we were before. And God is right back to where he was before, out of sight and out of mind. And that's not what it means to be a Christian. And there's a warning and an exhortation for those who treat God this way in the Bible. In Psalm 50, verse 16, the psalmist says this, "But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to tell of my statutes or of my word and take my covenant in your mouth? For you hate discipline and you cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you are pleased with him, and you associate with adulterers. You let your mouth loose in evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you've done, and I kept silence. You thought that I was just like you. I will reprove you and state the case in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you in pieces, and there will be none to deliver. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me. And to him who orders his way aright, I will show the salvation of God." Striper sings a song about really what God is talking about to us, and it's called Everything. Oh! Obviously, the kings of Christian hard rock and metal, Striper, with their song off their new album, Murder by Pride, called Everything. You know, God wants us to call upon him and serve him all the time, not just when we're in trouble. He wants to be our everything, as Striper sang about. You know, the Bible says Christ was asked, "Hey, what's the greatest commandment, Jesus?" And Jesus said, Mark 12:30, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." Well, God wants to be what consumes our thoughts and our lives. And that's what Striper was singing about in all the different ways they said it in that song. You know, we must become a living sacrifice, totally sell out to God. White Heart sings a song about this total commitment. It's called Living Sacrifice. Oh, That was the group Whiteheart with Living Sacrifice. You know, they sang in that song, they said, give your body, give your mind, give it all until you find a zealot's passion, an addict's drive, be a living sacrifice. Now, that phrase, living sacrifice, comes from what the Apostle Paul said over in Romans 12, 1. He said, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual act of worship. Now, being a Christian is not a Sunday thing. It's a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year thing. It's a total commitment of your life to live for Christ and to bring glory to God's name. It's to lay your life on the altar, so to speak, and to offer yourself up to God to do whatever He wants you to do. That's what it means to be a Christian. Now, that requires a radical change, because we don't come into this world wanting to surrender our lives to Jesus Christ. We come into this world passionately wanting to live for ourselves. Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:25, for they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. And Jesus Christ came to reverse this. He came to undo it. He said in 2 Corinthians 5:15, Paul said, and He died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died and rose again on their behalf. So this means then that those who have truly received Jesus Christ, those who are really Christians, they try no longer to live for themselves, but to live for Him. If you claim to be a Christian today, does that really describe your life? If not, you need to repent and you need to take it to the limit.
You wanna follow me?
was White Cross, Take It to the Limit. They sang, really, that song from the perspective of Jesus Christ, talking to those who say they want to follow him, but never do. You know, Jesus said in the Bible and over in the book, Gospel of Luke, he said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" People that say, "Oh yeah, Jesus is my Lord. I believe in Jesus. I'm a Christian," but they don't do what Christ says in the Bible. Jesus says in that song, "You got to take it to the limit because my love is all that you need. You'll find your freedom when you start trusting in me. If you sell out to Jesus Christ, you'll find what you're looking for, when what you can't seem to find in the world. You'll find it in him. He's all you need." Jesus said in John 6:35, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst." Jesus is the only source of true satisfaction. He is all you need. Shout with all I need. You know, that's exactly the kind of attitude a person has when they truly become a Christian. Jesus told a parable to illustrate this in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. He said this, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again, and from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Boy, he saw
Jesus Christ as being the most valuable thing he could ever have. And he was so excited about the value of what he found that everything else that he had in his life was like trash compared to it. It didn't mean anything compared to what he found in Jesus Christ. And so he went and sold with joy everything that he had to get Christ. And there are many people who've done that in the Bible and many people who've done that through history. Have you ever done that? Have you ever seen Jesus Christ as being the most valuable thing you could ever have? Is he all you need, or do you need something else? Jesus Christ wants to be all you need. He can be all you need if you will give your heart to him. Change by the Rez Band. You know, he's singing that song, Sorry for the Mud I Was Wallowing In. You know, if you're living in sin, that's what you're doing. You're wallowing around in the mud when you could be living for Jesus Christ. If you're not, you need to do what the Baron Cross sings about in their song, Here I Am. They'll play us out today. We'll see you next week. Christmas show next week. Tune in.